This is the home of Cole and Company for the ride home. Weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company. Talking a lot of baseball today on the show, and we're going to begin getting a preview of our metro area baseball and softball teams. So today on the show, Waterloo West baseball coach Nate Lamphere, our guest right now. Coach Lamphere, welcome back to the show. Practices began last week, albeit with the weather being kind of suspect, to say the least. What can you tell us about the first week of practice, how it went, what you saw?
Well, first of all, Cole, just like to give you a thanks, and you know, not only for what you do for West High Athletics, but the surrounding areas as well. But first week, I think, you know, it went pretty well. When you graduate a large class of seniors last year like we did and then replace them with a bunch of young pups, you know, there's always that excitement, you know, just questions that need to be answered. And, you know, we took a step in the right direction.
13 seniors, if I'm not mistaken, on last year's team that graduated. So how much, Coach Lamphere, do you potentially change in terms of what you're doing at practice leading up to the season? I have to imagine it looks different than if you had a number of returning starters.
You know, it's tough, but yet it's also exciting. You know, it rejuvenates coaching staff, so forth, just because it's more fundamental. It's more basic baseball principles. And, you know, we tailored everything, too, is we used it as, you know, year one coming in, being outside the district, you know, not having those relationships established. It's tough to do that in a short period of time, but this year we really started at ground zero, and we're emphasizing, you know, respecting each other, respecting the game, building from that angle as well. And the kids have really embraced that. And we're going to be, you know, we're going to be young, but you're going to see a team out there playing for each other and playing the game the right way.
Well, if anything I've seen from your social media is any sort of indication as it relates to off-season workouts, off-season programs, whether it's throwing or hitting, do you feel like with a young, inexperienced team that you like what your guys did in the off-season to get a little bit of a head start at least?
Definitely. You know, we can only do so much in the off-season, but in the weight room, we're blessed here at West. We got Coach Tome, our strength and conditioning coach, who's done a phenomenal job with these guys. And, you know, they're getting excited too, whether it's in the weight room or coming up and, you know, bragging about their PRs being set, and they're doing it the right way. And, you know, that's exciting as a coaching staff here that we get to see that. We get to see the light turn on for them. And, you know, it's a fun time.
Well, what can you tell us about last year's JV team, which will, of course, you know, just by way of doing the math here, make up a decent share of this year's varsity team? What can you tell us about your JV team last year that very well, like I said, will apply to this year's varsity squad?
You know, a lot of key pieces last year, they're put in a situation where, you know, we challenged them to step out of their comfort zone. You know, some of those guys weren't ready physically to be on the field playing against guys, whether it's older or more mature, but they embraced that, and they took that attitude into the weight room as well. And you see guys who now they look the part. You know, baseball, you don't got to be built like a Division I linebacker, but you got to have that strength. And whether it's their strength or their agility, their speed, you know, they've added that. And they went through the grind a little bit last year, and now they have a taste of what to expect. And they really step forward in the weight room and, you know, other areas as well in the offseason.
Waterloo West High School baseball coach Nate Lamphere, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole and Company. When I did look at, you know, who is returning on this team of yours, Coach Lamphere, I saw that you got a pitcher in Josh Willis who pitched some meaningful innings last year with a really nice ERA. Is Josh back? If so, what are you expecting from him?
You know, Josh, he had that little X factor, especially at the end of the year last year, where he stepped up and he embraces it. And, you know, his brother, Alex, obviously they're twins, but, you know, he embraced it too at the end of the season. And they took that step that you want sophomores who are playing up, you know, to take. You know, Tavon Homar, he's another sophomore that stepped up. Where he's a freshman last year, now he's a sophomore. He stepped up. And whether it's their leadership on the field, in the weight room, those guys have been two guys that Josh and Tavon, where they've been excited to, you know, make those PRs in the weight room. And that's transferred over to here. Now they're leading, they're doing things, they're getting results, and other guys are following them in there as well.
And when it comes to, you know, what's going to happen across the diamond, in the field, in the outfield, I would imagine these are fun, competitive practices, and they'll only continue to ramp up as the season draws near. Fair to say position battles in a lot of spots, Coach?
Definitely. And, you know, even if we've challenged them from day one, too, we've told them, you know what, just because you earned this last year, that doesn't carry over. So, and it's been fun from a coaching staff perspective because you got a lot of competition going on. We got eighth graders coming up and doing some nice things. And so when you get that internal competition, it's fun not only to coach it but to watch it.
And how about, I mean, this could be too early to ask this question, especially considering the youth, the inexperience of the team like we've been talking about, Coach. But do you have any sort of inclination yet of what the blueprint could be for this year's team to have the success that everybody wants?
It's going to be do little things, you know, and get out of your own head, stay out of your own, between your own ears. You know, that's going to be common themes that we're going to be throwing around. And, you know, these guys, you know, there's so much more that has to go on before talent comes into winning a ball game. And to check those things off, you're going to put your spot or yourself in a spot where you can win games. And it's, you know, you hit a pop-up. You know, nobody wants to get out, but you hit a pop-up, how are you reacting? Are you going to jog down to first, you know, flaming your bat? Or are you going to sprint down there? Then they see one guy sprint down there. Now they, you know, that slow roller next time, the defense knows, I may have to be a little quicker here. So it may not pay off at your previous at-bat, but going forward, it's going to pay off. And, you know, just stuff like that where we're going to be playing the game, we're going to play the game the right way.
Certainly there will be physical, mental challenges, as there are with any season, Coach Lamphere, but do you feel like that it might be fair to say that with the team you'll have this season, that being able to get a win or two early, the importance of that is maybe a little heightened, that maybe the benefit of that pays off larger, whereas if you had a more veteran team and you took a couple losses early, you wouldn't have to worry as much about where the team's at? How do you evaluate that side of things?
Looking at our schedule, I'm sure you've done that, but going just through the month of May here, the first 2.5 weeks weeks of the season, you know, we're playing some pretty good teams right out of the gate. So, you know, our guys who aren't as experienced in certain situations, they're going to find out real quick, you know, what 4A baseball in the Mississippi Valley is all about. And, you know, you want those games, though. You know, like you were getting at there, you want to play the best. That way, at the end of the season, it should be paying off. And, you know, you don't want to have easy competition up front, then you kind of get a little false sense of who you are. So yeah, we're going to find out early, and it's going to be fun.
Coach Lamphere, thanks as always for joining the show. Real pleasure to learn about your team, and cannot wait to see how things go for your Wahawks this season. Best of luck, best of health, and we'll get you back on the show sometime soon.
Hey, I appreciate it. Again, thanks for everything that you guys all do for us.
Oh, appreciate it. Pleasure's all mine, Coach. Take care.
Yep.